this something that just was not going on in poetry?
Totally not. Yeah. It was totally not. It was really about the well-made poem, and a poem that was documentary, that was collaged, that was sprawled, that attempted to take in a lot of the world, the whole knowable world around me, or any of those quotations from either Pound or Williams. They have equivalent quotations, I mean, equivalent statements about the attempt to do an inclusive world poem. That was not going on, and it was, people didn't seem to have the skills to do it. So it was as if in my little innocent way, or in my earnest but passionate innocent way, I was trying to invent ways of reading through poetics that were not really supported in my graduate training. But, you know, nobody was totally opposed to it. They just, it just was not that interesting to people. So I basically wrote on these long poems. And the long poem was a declaration in some sense for me. I didn't realize, of course, when I was writing that first work that I would actually write a long poem. In fact, that zone of endeavor clearly was, doing that was clearly proleptic for me as a writer, as a poet. In fact, the dissertation was very difficult for me to accomplish, and it never was published as such. The only way it emerged was in The Pink Guitar. The sort of career path that people now have when they're academics or when they're get a PhD in English, you know, hurry up and publish this and publish that. Nobody really much cared at that point whether I did it or not. So it was kind of loose and limper in terms of career. I'm not sure why I'm only talking about that, but that really was the beginning. That is, it was a counter, my move was a countercultural move within the university. Nobody cared about Williams. Nobody cared about my dissertation. No, you know, mentorship was not the name of the game at that point where I was, no comment. And I just kind of wandered off into my own little spin, as I sometimes say. But it was an opening to a relationship with Oppen and to a long and ongoing relationship precisely with the long poem. All people's long poems, whether they're H.D.'s trilogy, on which, you know, I've written, which is important to me, or Hughes or Tolson or Brooks or Olson or Zukofsky, all of these people, and, you know, people I've now forgotten to mention, Mina Loy's Anglo-Mongrels, you know, all of these poems are major works of modernism. And when I began work in modernism, no one cared about them at all.